It's Dan, so in this video I want to talk to you about property sourcing training.
Welcome to the Daniel Latto Podcast Show. Fresh content covering business, investing, marketing, money, health and more.
And good morning, hope you're well today. So let's talk about property sourcing and some of the training that you can get. So obviously we've got our £27 product, which is really good. 95 videos over, I think 13 modules, something like that. Really comprehensive, £27, awesome bit of kit is that. If you've not bought that yet, you need to go and buy that. But also right now, where we are in the market cycle, couldn't say that then, I want to talk about that specifically. So as of filming, we're in March 2024, just mid-March. And obviously there's an awful lot going on in the UK right now. Some of it good, not a lot of good. Most of it bad, a lot of bad. And what that means is that there's a huge amount of uncertainty right now. People are holding on to the cash, which means people are spending less, which means businesses are earning less, which means we're having to let employees go, which means they can't afford the mortgage, and so on. Or people are going bankrupt, and those properties are coming back on the market, sometimes through estate agents, and I'm sure you've seen an offer of 156,000 has been offered on this. If you could offer more in the next 5 days, it's yours kind of adverts. I'm sure you've seen those. So you have to expand your horizons a little bit. Now, normally I'm not into using estate agents, but when it's times like this, I think that it's important to not close that avenue and actually have that as a strategy in your bag of tricks to go and find more deals, because estate agents are going to come across deals, and people who are desperate to sell very, very quickly might take a quick cash offer, or even just a quick offer where you can get bridging finance, or your clients, whoever buyers, can get bridging finance, and so on, right? So I think there's a lot of opportunity there, but I think there's also a lot of opportunity. I mean, I'm an optimist, okay? So I always think there's lots of opportunity. Even when the market's going up and going really well, there's still someone going bust. There's still someone who can't afford to pay their mortgage because they've lost the job for whatever reason. Even when we're in a time of things going amazingly well, people are going to struggle. So you've got to go out and find those properties. And the only way to really do that is through marketing. And you've got to market the absolute crap out of it. Like, oh, well, I dropped 1,000 leaflets this month. Dude, 1,000 leaflets ain't going to get you anything. Oh, and I drop 1,000 next month, and I dropped 400 yesterday. Like, nobody cares. You need to go and drop 20, 30, 40, 50,000 leaflets every single month. And you need a methodology to do that. Like, we were dropping 50,000 leaflets at one point. We got a lot of deals back in those days. And we owned the lettings agency, and we did a whole podcast number 3, about how to drop 50,000 leaflets and own a leaflet dropping company, which is what we did. So we had our marketing on point, and we were getting deals left, right and centre. And usually what happens is, as a property sourcer, you find one deal that's okay, and then you're so desperate to sell this one deal, or sometimes the deal's not okay, which is even worse, and you're so desperate to sell this one deal that's not okay. And it's not that this one deal isn't okay, it's that it's the only deal. It is literally the only deal that you've got. And we call this deal flow. You know, if you've got 100 deals in your books, you ain't desperately trying to sell this one deal to anybody that will buy it, because you've got more. You can pick and choose what you want to do. But you can't do that if you've only got one deal. So deal flow, you need to go out and get yourself some more deals. And if you can do that, you're going to do really well. And the way you do that is through better marketing. And that's the only way of doing it. So you've got to go out and get yourself some better deals, and when you get your better deals, then you'll be able to pick and choose the deals that you actually want. Right, we're at CrossFit. That was one of CrossFit dudes. We'll catch up with you in the next video. Have a good one. Take care.